Spring is just around the corner, which means cases of cabin fever are on the rise. Lucky for you, Dr. Pepper is giving away a cure in their Cabin Fever Getaway Sweepstakes. One winner will receive $2,500 to get out of the house and go to a location of their choice. You can head to a beach, escape to the mountains, or find a local hideaway. Where you go is up to you. To enter, visit drpeppergetaway.com and submit the entry form. That's drpeppergetaway.com.
Hello everyone, this is Shailja. You're listening to my podcast, The Everyday Guide with Shailja Saraswati. Every Mondays and Thursdays, I talk about topics on mindfulness, meditation, and share some anecdotes from my life.
Today I'm going to share a very interesting observation. You know, so I was on a holiday in Kerala, and the room where I was sleeping in, every morning and dusk, there used to be this bird which would come and knock on the window pane, you know, with its long beak. But the precision of the timing was so nice, because every day it will come at the same time, and in the evening it will just, you know, basically come back to its nest and make the sounds, the chirping sounds. But I just felt that, you know, that the precision in nature and of timing and, you know, having a repeat pattern of doing something over and over again, day in and out, it's so amazing. And when I just look at, you know, just basically looking at our lives, where we are, you know, looking for purpose and really trying hard to find that purpose in life, I feel our purpose is basically just to be aligned with nature. You know, there's nothing much or more in it. We just keep creating all these reasons, fabricating these thoughts and emotions in our mind, and thinking that we really have to try very hard. But if you look at nature and you know how programmed it is basically just, you know, seamlessly waking up, seamlessly the day goes on and it gets wrapped up without any effort. But when it comes to us, the psychological makeup which we have, which is of our thoughts, emotions and feelings, is where all the drama of life is going on, and possibly all in our heads. But when this life is observed from, you know, a very relaxed state of mind, one would notice that there are things which are happening naturally, you know, within us as well. We are doing certain actions throughout the day which are very natural. You know, we are eating, we are walking because there's restlessness in the body, we are drinking water because we are thirsty. If we are very, very rested, then possibly the intuitive mind is working full swing, and you know, we are taking the right decisions. It's also about how in equilibrium all levels of our existence are, you know, whether it's the physical, emotional, mental, psychological, social. So I just feel, you know, that going back to nature, connecting back with nature, or just observing nature, just connects you back to that, you know, this static state of mind or static state of being immediately. You know, if you're a person who's full of empathy, you know what I'm talking about right now. Yeah, so it's very easy to connect to your true nature. You know, that's how our nature is from within. You know, the all outside noise which we've created because of the desires and the running and the acquisition, and you know that we need to conquer this and conquer that. If you take all that drama out, underneath there's a very balanced way the life is going on. So I just wanted to share just, you know, this thought. I really love that bird. Whenever I go back to Kerala, knocks at the same time and comes back to the nest at the same time. I don't need to put an alarm. And another peculiar thing is, you know, when it's knocking, it's trying to look at its own reflection. You know, because and I think it's just basically knocking because it feels there's another bird on the other side. Yeah, I mean, that's, I'm trying to get into the bird's mind right now. Possibly it's just trying to get into, see, it sees its reflection because the sun is up and, you know, the reflection is pretty visible. But hey, you know, what the bird is doing is actually productive for the people in the house, because we are basically just waking up with the sound and the knocking. So what's happening in one part of the nature is basically productive for the other part of the nature, you know. So that's another dimension sort of which opens up, right? So that goes to the phenomena of the butterfly opening its wings, and you know, even if that's one butterfly collapses in the universe, how it's going to affect the entire equilibrium of the entire universe, you know, how possibly we are connected to everything around us, and the fact that pandemic is going on right now, somewhere that equilibrium in the universe or the nature, our environment is upset. You know, there is something which has gone haywire, which has led us here. So I was watching this movie, The Soul. It's a Disney movie, and with my son. And it was very interesting, you know, about the soul who basically dies before his time. His dreams are not fulfilled, and he gets to come back on Earth along with another soul. But the bodies, the souls are swapped. So he enters a dog's body, and the other soul, which is of a girl, enters in his body. And then, you know, his unfulfilled dream to be the world's best pianist, he still wants to achieve that. He trains the girl to, you know, to go for this gig, which was one of his biggest, you know, unfulfilled desire. And while he was going through the preparation of preparing this girl in who had entered his body, he discovered life through her eyes. And you know, she was basically back on Earth after many, many years, and she started relishing every moment. So it was not really like her desire or goal was not about to become the world's best pianist, but she was just soaking in the air, soaking in the atmosphere, enjoying small things, you know, picking up stones, eating a burger, you know, feeling the leaf fall from the tree, you know, in her hand. And that sort of kind of shook him, because, you know, once that entire gig is done, he just feels that, you know, there's the purpose of his life is gone. You know, he's just come back to the same position where his life started. And that made him really think, you know, because that girl was living moment to moment and situation to situation, and she was so soaking in life while he was chasing that one dream. And once that dream got fulfilled, there was really nothing more to look forward in life. So, you know, it's really nice, because, you know, sometimes we say, oh, find your purpose, find your mojo in life. But then we also say that, you know, you should live moment to moment, you know, because when you start living the depth of time, you realize that, you know, every moment has a revelation in it. You know, there's so many things, so many interesting observations of life. You can soak in life in a different way. So I was watching this movie with my son over the weekend, and he was watching one of the movies where there were fish, and the fish was trying to reach back home along with the parents, and they kept swimming and they had a lot of adventures on the way. So the parent kept telling the, you know, the baby fish that, you know, that once we reach the ocean, then you will see a lot of more adventures. There'll be a lot more goodies on the other side. And that was a bait for the baby fish. So the baby fish kept swimming. They all had a lot of fun during the journey. And finally, when they reached the ocean, the parent told the baby fish, yeah, we've reached the ocean now. And the baby fish said that, okay, but this just looks exactly the water we were swimming in, right, for all these days. So how is this different? So the parent fish just smiled and said that, you know, all this while you were in the ocean, and all the adventures which you were having were the adventures which you were seeking, you know, as an outward objective. And which made me think, you know, that's exactly our chase in life, right? So we keep chasing external goals. We keep looking up for what's next, what's the next mojo, what's the next objective to fulfill. Maybe there is actually no journey, right? It's about a curriculum we are following in this life. There is actually no destination. And every moment in itself is a revelation, right? If we are in the ocean of life force energy, and that's it. Every breath, we are living that life, you know, within us. but it's the mind which is chasing continuously, looking outwards. Great. Enjoy till the time that journey goes on. But definitely there'll be a time when it comes that, you know, a time will come when one will get tired. Will get tired of this chase. But it was very nice, you know, when I saw that baby fish and the mother fish in conversation, and the mother fish says, hey, we've been in the ocean all this while. It was just a bait I had thrown at you. So just think about it. Just a cute little story, but I'll leave you here. Bye.